The linebacker and part-time defensive lineman, Dominique Pass, welcome.
Questions?
How's God?
Like usual, I guess. Nah.
Talk about the team, man. You know, Dooley's in here and he talks about the adversity and everything just deflates as soon as this team hits some adversity, as opposed to Hawaii, everything inflates right away. What do you see as far as the team goes as soon as you get punched in the mouth?
I think it's just come down to I want to. Like, the team, they get affected and we, like, never ever able to bounce back like we should. Like, in Hawaii, we hit them first, so from that point on, everything was good.
Is there any way to get some I want to from your teammates? Assuming that you have the I want
to. I guess it started on practice field, and then it carried over. Well, we had good preparation and stuff, but I guess we just came out a little flat versus Nevada, and we was never ever seen to get back on our feet.
Well, coming out flat, I mean, a big kick return and touchdown and three and out. Seemed like you came out good.
Yeah, but if you were to watch this after the kick return on the sideline, you didn't see as much energy and excitement as it was against Hawaii. So I don't know if it was the weather or what, but we just was flat.
What is it going to take in a game to translate the desire to a victory in tough circumstances? It's a tough question, I guess, but it's like, is it going to take like being down in a game and coming back and winning to be able to finally get that kind of mojo going where you're like, you know, when you overcome adversity, is that something? I mean, you can't look forward to being in a 14 to nothing hole or something like that, but is that something that's
going to
take, like, being down big to come back?
Nah, I don't think it's going to take that. I think it starts the day at practice and going out there and working hard. Like we were doing last year, we was in the same similar situation after we lost Dorman. Then we came back and went to work, beat Fresno and got on a little roll. So I think it starts the day at practice.
What do you think the biggest difference is was just playing at home and playing on the road? It seems like you guys are such a different team on the road.
I don't think it's no different. I mean, it's just I don't think it's no different. It's just that we have our home crowd here, and we ain't got them on the road. But we gotta learn to deal with that. Last year we went to road games until like late in the season at San Jose State, I think it was. But I think it's just again come down to going out there, working hard, and executing.
Does that road crowd affect you guys?
No, it don't. I don't think it affects us at all. We play Auburn great like the first half. And play Omen great for a while, and then we also played Nevada great for a while. So I think it's just we got to keep pushing, trying harder, and learn not to lose focus once get ahead.
How's the confidence level on the team?
I think the confidence level is very high on the team. I don't see no problem in the confidence because we know we're a great team, and we got the same team from last year. We know we're capable of coming back and doing the same thing as we did last year. We should have a better year this year.
You're so soft-spoken, and you don't seem like that on the football field. At any point during the game when you're down, are you the type of player that gets in other people's face and says, hey, come on, what's going on, or you just kind of...
I don't get in other people's face. I don't like people to deal with the stuff on their own. That's what I think. You know, because people deal with stuff differently. Most people don't like people getting in their face or stuff. So I don't do that.
Is there anybody that does the Tebow?
Yeah, we got a few people try to do Tebow, but we do got like Ross will talk every now and then along, but other than that, we don't have nobody do the Tebow.
How's the coaching staff been using you? I know they've been moving you around. Well, I think you're even maybe defensive back when you're early in your career here, so it's like you're all over the field at every level on defense.
But I think they're just trying to get. Maybe the best player, the best 11 guys on the field are more speed. Like if we go to a passing team, they'll pick me in for pass rush. If they're going to run the ball, then I play a little backup. Like Nevada was, like both, I play back in certain situations, I go down and in.
How frustrating was it playing Nevada where you know they're going to run the ball all the time, just they're pushing you back every play, you didn't know how to stop it, or couldn't stop it, you didn't know how to?
it was very frustrating because we know we have a great defense last year. I think we were like 10th in the nation in run defense. And for us to continue to give up 300 yard rushing, that's not like our defense. So we just got to go back to work.
What do you know about New Mexico State?
Nothing. I just know they're 3-3 as of right now, but that's all I know about them.
Okay. Any, haven't been able to watch film yet or anything? You don't know what they're going to bring to the table? You don't know what your game plan is going to be or anything like that?
The coach told me a little that we will have three backers in this time, so I guess they're going to be like running the ball most of the time, like a power and stuff like that. That's all I know.
I guess, you're going to feel better? You guys going to feel better playing at home this week? You know, maybe a little more comfortable or anything as far as coming home and playing?
Maybe just going to feel, it's going to feel good to get back on the field and try to go get another W because, you know, we really felt like we let the game slip away. A few games, but we just got to get back to work.
What's the remedy, man? Is the remedy to get back out there on the field and do it again, or is it to have an extra day in practice during this week to get your tails whooped? I mean, what's the best remedy out the game on Friday?
Well, it got to be to get back out there and play another game. Go to work at practice and then get ready for set.
Do you feel you guys are underachieving?
Do you feel
that you guys are underachieving?
As right now, I believe so, because we had like 17 stars come back, and we have a very good team. It's just like we're not clicking right now. Once we get it all together, though, I think we'll be all right.
Anything else? Yep. All right, thank you.
Thank you.